dark, light up almost everything. Once a perfect little spark, you're feeling lonely just like me.
And there's Hall on this indie block from bands from Tennessee. Yeah, it was Hall with their latest single, Almost Perfect. Before Hall was Man, I Love Frogs, and if you enjoy lo-fi screamo, then that's the band for you. And that was We Were Meant to Be the Same from Man, I Love Frogs. Before Man, I Love Frogs was Lucille Clement with Abigail and Alester. And then before Lucille Clement was Basement Days, and they're from a little bit out of the, oh, it's just over the border into Southwest Virginia. If you're in East Tennessee, you know, that's very close, and they play here all the time. So I just wanted to throw them in there because I really enjoy their stuff. So yeah, Basement Days, and that song was Hurricanes. And then before Basement Days was The Soft Launch with Operator. So let's move out of East Tennessee for just a bit and go to the middle of the state, a little Nashville, a little Murfreesboro. But let's do it now with Wesley and the Boys, and this is Be My Babe.
Yeah. priceless. Nobody cared.
And there's your block from the middle of the state there. That was some bands from the middle of Tennessee. And again, that was Black Market Kidney Surgeon with Switchblade Surprise. Before Black Market Kidney Surgeon was Family Dog with I Can't Stop Drinking. And from his latest album, The Plumber, it was Drew the Drifter with Somebody's Gonna Do Something About It. And we started that block with Wesley and the Boys and Be My Babe. And man, we're almost wrapping it up already. Believe it or not, this show has flown by, feels like. And let's wrap it up now with a little short block of some East Tennessee hardcore. How about that? Let's do it now with God Size and Fool's Gold is the name of the song. Let's go.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for us this week on Maximum Rock and Roll. Believe it or not, we're at the end of the show. But there's a little small block of East Tennessee hardcore for you there. That was Die Laughing with the song Nocturnal Gods. Before Die Laughing was Donkey Dick with They're Already Dead, Might As Well Set Them on Fire. And again, we started that small block of East Tennessee hardcore with God Size and the song Fool's Gold. Man, I appreciate y'all tuning in to Maximum Roll every week. But I really appreciate giving the chance to showcase some of the bands that I like here in my area and in the state of Tennessee, believe it or not. And yeah, it's also the new home of the Maximum Rock and Roll Archives at MTSU. So yeah, there's some little stuff from the area of where Maximum Rock and Roll is now got their archives. So pretty cool stuff. To listen to Maximum Rock and Roll, go to MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. If you'd like to send your music to Maximum Rock and Roll, please send one copy of vinyl, CD, or cassette releases to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609, USA. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search Maximum Rock and Roll. And to subscribe to Maximum Rock and Roll and rate us everywhere you get your podcasts. And if you'd like to donate to keep Maximum Rock and Roll going, please go to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. And like I said, that's going to do it for us. I'm your host this week. My name's Kerry Allen. I really appreciate you tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll. And we're going to do it now with some of the coolest guys in Tennessee. This is Coffin Smoke. And this is Left to Rot, the same name of their latest EP. Let's do it now. Here's Coffin Smoke. Thanks for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll. We'll catch you next time.
is Diana, and I like to wake up to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on CJSF 90.1 FM. That is if I have to get up early.
That's perfect.
It was a mess.
This is Bird Note. The Hawaiian Islands are home to many birds that don't exist anywhere else on Earth. Native forest songbirds like the kiwiquiu, formerly called the Maui parrotbill, once thrived on the islands. Now, they're critically endangered. Kiwiquiu co-evolved over millennia with the remarkable plants and insects in their unique island habitats. They're about the size of a sparrow, with yellowish olive-green feathers that blend into the foliage. The kiwiquiu's parrot-like bill is perfectly adapted to chisel, crack, and tear apart bark in search of grubs. They sometimes enjoy flower nectar, too. Kiwiquiu typically raise just one chick a year, and the parents will spend another year teaching their young how to forage with that distinctive bill. Like many of Maui's native birds, kiwiquiu have been devastated by avian malaria and other fatal diseases spread by invasive mosquitoes. These days, the tiny remaining kiwiquiu population is restricted to less than 11 square miles of high-elevation forests on the slopes of Haleakala. Habitat protection and mosquito control are crucial for conserving Hawaii's extraordinary ecosystems, so birds like the kiwiquiu can sing out from the forests for years to come. For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.
What is the forest industry most afraid of? Shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests, areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency, BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca. Find us on social media and please support our vital...